Father, we ask and pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and fill us with him so that we might be living epistles, living witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. Oh, Father, thank you that those of us who believe on the Lord Jesus have salvation and everlasting life. We are born again of your Holy Spirit. We have received of the abundant measure of your goodness and salvation, of your mercy and of your love in Jesus Christ. Father, we again pray that he would be glorified in our lives. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our slothfulness, Lord, for our indifference, for our cold and hard hearts. Oh, revive us. Oh, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Oh, fill us with these rivers of living water. We ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackareth. This is the devotion for March the 29th. I give waters in the wilderness. Exodus 7 verses 1 to 7. The Bible says, "And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink." Spurgeon says, God's people are never long untried. Verse 2, "Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?" Spurgeon says, complaining of second causes is really complaining of the Lord. Let us disguise it as we may. What, after all, had Moses to do with it? The root of this sin of murmuring was unbelief. Could they not trust Jehovah? Would he not be sure to supply their wants? Had he ever been unmindful of them? Alas, notwithstanding all our experience of his faithfulness, we ourselves are not clear from unbelief. He that is without fault among us, let him throw the first stone at Israel. Verse 3, "And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." Spurgeon says, Moses took the case into the right court. The people cried against him, but he cried unto the Lord. Here is our best resource. We may cry to God now. Verse 5, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." Spurgeon says, see how the Lord answers their murmurings, not by fulfilling their bitter speeches and leaving them to die of thirst, but by fetching living streams from a rock. Surely the Lord, who thus recompenses good for evil, deserves our heart's unwavering confidence from this day forward. It is wanton insult to doubt one who is so overflowing with kindness. Render not evil for good. Verse 7, "And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?" Spurgeon says, the Lord takes note of his people's chidings and commemorates them. We must not think a grumbling spirit is a small evil. The Lord has here set a mark and a brand upon it. The God who supplied Israel with natural water is ready to grant us the living water of his grace. Hear what his words are in Isaiah 41, verses 17 and 18. "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water." Spurgeon comments, to strengthen our faith in this promise, we are bidden to look back upon the Lord's wonders of old and to expect yet greater things. For God has not changed, nor are the fountains of his power and grace exhausted. Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21. "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me. the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Spurgeon says, glory be unto the Lord. We can bear witness that we daily and hourly receive fresh supplies of grace from him. No good thing hath he withheld from us. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Poor, needy souls of thirst and faint, who gasp for my redeeming love, I will attend to their complaint and pour them rivers from above. Watered by me, the desert soul, the garden of the Lord shall prove, replenished as a widespread pool by springs of everlasting love. Amen.